Blog Talk Radio.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
I thought Don't Worry, Be Happy would be a great song. You know, everybody got their little bit of stresses and messes and things going on, you know. Hey, so I just try to lighten things up a little bit, you know. When I was preparing the show, I was listening to songs, and I was like, which song do I want to hear? And then in an instant, I heard this.
I ain't messing with this.
And that whistling just brought me joy, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, that's it. That's it right there. You know? We're going to roll with that joint. And I know Tree's going to be like, bruh. Yeah. And I was correct because Tree was like, I ain't messing with you. A.K.A. bruh. So, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, okay. We gotta let's do this first. Welcome to Tales Corner, the Thursday / Friday edition. I missed you guys yesterday. Treats, how about you miss these Bammers yesterday, Treats?
I did miss these Bammers yesterday. Including us,
famous.
Okay. I missed
it all. Right. Listen. Okay. I'm going to tell you a little story. So.
Story that you wrote?
No, girl. Let me tell you about my eating. You play too much. Anyway, I did talk. Train, right? And I get in the car, and because you know Reese picks me up from work and then she goes to work, so
right.
She picked me up and I see her. You know how somebody wants you to see something without them saying anything?
You know where I'm going.
So I said, that's nice. She said, this my bag I got for Treats. I said, oh, you went over Treats' house today? She said, yeah. I said, well, why you didn't say nothing to me? I said, it ain't like you're a Treats lover and you had to have a secret rendezvous. You could have told me, you could have told me that was the case. I said, it's a nice bag, you know. That's cool. I said, you picked a good one. And she was like, yeah. And then so she was getting ready to go to work, right? And I said, you want that to work? You taking her to work with you? She said, nah, I was just thinking about that. And I don't want to have it sitting at my post. So I'm gonna leave it here. So the beautiful MCM bag that Lady T sold to Reese is sitting right here staring me directly in the face now. You know what I mean? Good look. That's a nice bag. That is really a nice bag.
It's a nice bag.
Very nice. Yes, yes, yes. But see, me, I don't get into women's things, period, y'all.
Right.
I mean, I'll see it, I'll like it, and then that's the end of it for me, you know. But this bag, I was like, oh, that's nice. That's nice quality. Assembly, you can tell with the bag, the stitching, the hook, the handles, even down to the MCM emblem. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wouldn't tell Reese all that. And and she's at work and she can't hear us. What? No.
I'm going to make her listen to this. I'm going to go back and listen to the first
thing. I got to save it, my compliments and all that, but when I do something bad.
I
really like that bag you had. You know, where's that bag at? You got to talk about and take her mind.
That's when I'm getting out of jail free talk.
You don't know? I can't use it yet. I can't slap my jaw full on the table right now. It's too early.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. You know you got some draw four cards. Stop playing me. You know you got. Everybody in a relationship got draw four cards. You know what I'm talking about? You never know when you're going to need that draw four. I'm trying to tell you. And I be getting in trouble. Hey, draw two ain't doing nothing but holding things up, slowing things down for a minute. I need that draw four. And this big, beautiful bag is a draw four. Believe me. Yeah, come out. So when she, Kale, did you, Kale, I told you, Kale, you said you had a bag.
Right.
Draw four.
Yes. Oh, man, that's funny.
Redirect the whole conversation. Y'all, I'm sorry, y'all. That was a Kill Trees moment. I just had to let her know that I really like the bag Reed's bought, and it is a great draw for me because when I go out, listen, when I bought my boots and my belt in, and I wore them Sunday night. Dee and I went to Ivy City Smokehouse, right? We went to Ivy City Smokehouse, and she said, oh, you got another pair of Nike boots? She was like, Kale, you got three pair of Nike boots. What do you need another pair of Nike boots for? And I said, not even knowing about the purse. I said, well, Reese, how many purses do you have? You know, I don't bother you about your person. So I pretty much, I think she pulled a draw two on me and bought this purse because I said, nah, think about it. You know, as I just my mental Rolodex a little bit, I think she bought the purse because I bought the boots and the belt. And she was like, Kale, you got a Gucci belt. What do you need another one for? And I'm like, you can never have too many Gucci belts, Reese. And she's like, you can never have too many purses, Kale. Touche. I'll leave you alone. So, yeah. Y'all see the mess my co-host starting in my house. I want to know that. My co-host starting all types. Listen. Treats model that gear on TNT Fashion. Everybody take a look at TNT Fashion and things and see exactly what she have. And I mean, her list goes from laundry detergent, wallets, sunglasses, sweatsuit, tennis shoes, boots, whatever, whatever. I told y'all my grandbaby loves her UGG boots. She absolutely loves. I've received a FaceTime almost every daggone day since baby girl got those boots. So, hey, you know, yeah, we definitely appreciate that. We definitely appreciate
that.
Don't do like Reese and I do, y'all. Clear what you make before you make that move. You know what I mean? Keep it caught up to that.
Let me tell you what I do. Let me tell you exactly what I do. When I get myself come in, everything I get, I have to get tank size double. One to sell and one to keep for him to keep. I keep him.
That's
you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Keep him out the mall. Your baby got
keep
him
out
that's
the mall.
Keep him out at the mall, club. Your baby got you. You hear me? Name brand, whatever, big name, little name, all names. She got it at TNT Fashion, y'all. Got it. You got it. And you will be pleased.
Yes.
All right. Tell corner business. We will discuss the NCAA college basketball as we approach March Madness, y'all. It's coming.
Yes.
You know, who's setting themselves apart from the rest of the NCAA, you know, the rest of the teams within the league. I'm telling you, I cannot wait. For the first time, I really feel like I'm ready to fill out a bracket. I'm ready. I'm ready now. You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna look them over, and I'm really, really, really going to make my decisions not expeditiously but quicker than I've ever done them before. You know what I mean? Way quicker than I've ever done them before, for real, because it's been seasons where we're gonna just leave that alone, y'all. Yeah, I started it and didn't even finish just because, you know, it wasn't right. But we're going to talk about the NBA with all the trades, which teams are the winners and who's the losers with the trades that were made and who has found a new home, for real. Now, understand what I'm talking about with that one there, y'all. I'm not talking about just the trade. I'm talking about who has found them a new home. You know, who's really, really in the locker room playing this song right here.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. Who brings it? Who's bringing it? We want to know. And how will they help their new team in the second half of this season? My Wizards start their second half campaign on Friday, and I cannot wait. I was telling my people today, Lady T, my coworkers rather. I literally hate after the All-Star game. Especially when the All-Star game turns out, and something I didn't say on Tuesday, for real, what did they call it, Tree? The Star game, the game, the exhibition where all the stars played. It was The Celebrity All-Star was better than the NBA All-Star, for real. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe that, you know. So I'm anchoring, y'all. I'm hurting for some basketball, man. I need that. Yeah. I need that, some competition. guys really playing defense. We're not going to see guys going up and dump and have no one to contest them. We're not going to see guys. Well, we still might see that crazy three-point mess because we know that that is what the NBA is now. So, yeah. But we're going to discuss all that. We're going to discuss the latest football trade. We're going to discuss beef in the NFL tree. A little birdie told me it's a mess going on in San Francisco. I got to tell you about that. And new signings. We didn't get into our new signings portion on Tuesday because everybody was running their mouth about everything else. Okay, so NCAA college basketball, NBA professional basketball, and the latest in the NFL with everything that's going on. All these topics and so much more on today's episode. Yeah. Join in and allow your opinion to be heard. You can join Lady T and the Online Corner Crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Lady T sitting there waiting for y'all, man. And I'm going to tell y'all, that Corner Crew is something else. You hear me? I went back the other day and looked over the comments, the things that were said, and they had me cracking up. And it was just a whole nother, especially Kirby. Boy, Kirby. It was it's just a whole nother way that you guys can join in and be a part of the show because we don't always have, you know, the ability to call in, and that's understandable. But when you listen online, all you're doing is listening. You can text Lady T or DMV Kale. If you want, you have like Damon Debo does all the time. When you have something you want to say, and we'll get it onto the air, trust. We'll get it onto the air, okay? Or you can join DMV Kale and all our live in-studio guests. Live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner, I'm telling y'all, we are a different kind of sports talk experience. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Experience. Yeah, I mean, that's what's up. So, Lady T, I done ran my mouth. Anything you wanna bless us with here before we get this thing going?
No, let's just get it going because you know. Wait, listen. I started a new workout, right? And my bones, my body is hurt. Let me just say that my whole body is hurting, but I'm gonna be okay.
Right.
The more I do it, the more your body get used to it. So they say you got to keep moving because then once you stop moving, it's over. So I'm gonna keep on going.
Girl.
Hey,
Cap just sent in one of those texts that I was telling y'all about. Cap said that he's not feeling well. He's been out sick all week. So, you know, our prayer warriors, y'all know what to do. We, you know,
we're
going to send one up. Put him on the list. Put him on the list. Get my brother healthy, man. My brother and my coworker. Get him healthy. I said healthy. Lord have mercy.
Yes, we know what you meant.
563-999-3782. Y'all, we'll be right back. And I kind of like this, so I'm going to let this play a little bit more.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tree, was you over there shadow boxing?
You saw me. You got my nerve. I was saying, y'all got to keep moving. Y'all got to keep moving. And I was doing my hands like that, so you probably thought I was a shadow boxer. You get on my nerves.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, real quick. I remember when we were little kids, and, mm-hmm. and Big Boy can attest to this.
Okay.
Big Boy, my sister, and myself all had motivation songs. And when the other two would sing your motivation song, you had to clean up real fast and move around fast and do everything real fast, right? That was just a game we played as children. And that Rocky just reminded me that was Big Boy's motivation song. Now, my motivation song was... You remember the movie about the Doberman Pinschers that was robbing banks for the bad guys and all that way back in the day? I know I'm dating myself by telling y'all this, but yeah, that was my song. But I cannot remember my sister's song for anything. I forgot what song. Well, here's what we're gonna do right here, right now.
Okay.
Big boy.
Oh, there we go. Some reinforcement. Big boy.
What was Tina's motivation song, Big Boy?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, man. I don't know. I honestly do not know.
Oh.
Boy.
Now we're going to have to call Tina.
Yeah, we got to call Tina and find out. But I'm going to find out.
We're going to have answers for you guys on Tuesday because we're going to call Tina and we're going to find out that song.
Yes, what her motivation song was. You remember what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. I just can't remember. Hey, look. I was trying to remember, but you said it.
Rocky.
Yeah, I'm saying before you said it. I was trying to remember my joke.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, that was many moons ago.
Many moons ago.
I'm
telling you, you had to see us going hyper speed, doing our house cleaning and stuff like that. Over that when that song was our motivational song. Was played, you know. It was great. It was great. All right.
I know
right,
it was.
Yeah, we were some crazy kids, man. You know. that's all I'm gonna say about that. We were some crazy kids. We used to do some wild things. College basketball, okay. And I'm gonna tell y'all, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. It was too much for me to be writing this one. So what I did, I said, I'm going to cheat and leave this on my dashboard and just go to it when we talk to it, okay? So in the ASUN Conference, Kennesaw State Owls are 14-3 and leading their division. The American Eastern Conference, Vermont Catamounts, 12-2, leading their division. The American Athletic Conference, American East Conference and the American Athletic Conference, we have the Houston Cougars leading 14-1, Atlantic 10 Conference. VCU Rams at 12-3. The Atlantic Coast Conference, Miami Hurricanes, y'all, 14-4. All right, go ahead, Miami. I see you.
Okay.
In the Big 12 Conference, we have the Kansas Jayhawks, y'all, at 11-4. The Big East Conference, we have Marquette Marquette, Golden Eagles at 14-3. The Big Sky Conference, Eastern Washington Eagles at 15-0. The Big South Conference is UNC Bulldogs at 15-2. And the Big Ten Conference, Purdue Boilermakers at 13-4. Big West Conference, UC Irvine Anteaters at 13-3. Colonial Athletic Association is Hofstra Pride at 15-2. And last but not least, the Conference USA has Florida Atlantic Owls at 14-2. Now, I know I just ran off a whole lot to y'all, you know, but seriously, I feel that Purdue, man, Purdue is just, it's just something about the way Purdue is playing ball right now that, to me, gives them the edge over everyone else. They're in my book, Purdue is playing more of a professional game than anyone else. You know, and the reason I say that, because they seriously utilize their big man. Now, what I will say, y'all, I haven't watched a whole lot of college basketball games, but when something stands out, I watch it. So with Purdue standing out the way that they are to me in my book, yeah, I'm watching all of that. I need all of that. So what say you, Lady T?
I like Purdue too, but I like UCLA. I like UCLA. They got some good players, and they play as a whole team. Like, they don't just depend on the big man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they play as a, like, the whole entire team contribute to every play. Seems like every time they on offense, it's like at least three of them touch the ball at all times.
Right.
To me, I mean, in the games I've been watching, and again, I haven't watched all of the college football. I mean, I got football on the brain. I haven't watched all of college basketball, all of the teams, because there's so many, you know. But I do follow UCLA somewhat more than the other ones. Like, I Penn State is one that I follow too, but they kind of falling off. But UCLA is a good pick. I'm not saying Purdue is not a good pick. I'm not saying it at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because that big boy Edie, he's great. But UCLA is a team. Like, they play as a team. Like, the whole team touch the ball at all times. And they, you know, it's two or three of them that stand out. It's not just one person that stands out. So that's why I like UCLA.
Okay. That's what's up. Let's bring old 57 here.
Oh,
what's up,
Hawk?
Huckleberry? Happy Thursday.
What's up, Huckleberry?
Friday.
Yes. Unmute yourself.
Damn it, Trees beat me. And I was about to say that. Unmute yourself, 57. Okay, 57, just come in when you realize you're on mute. Yeah. When you realize you're on mute, just come in. But I'm looking, Maryland, the Terrapins are number three in the Big Ten Conference at 10-7. How I would love for Maryland to be in the thick of it. Once this tournament goes off, because in all honesty, I'm not going to sit around and wait for Georgetown. I'm not.
You better not. You'll lose the eye.
Yeah. Georgetown are now 2-16.
Yeah.
Dead last in the Big East Conference. 2-16. When have we ever seen Georgetown at 2-16? So,
right.
Yeah. Let's bring Brother Tank in here. Brother Tank, you know, I mean,
hey,
what's up, big bro? Hey, Miss T. How y'all doing today, Carol's Corner fam?
What's up, bro?
Ain't nothing. Just chilling. A little tired, but I'm here.
Just chilling. A little
how you
tired. We're going to shoot some energy your way, man. I feel it too, bro. But, we talk about Georgetown at 2-15 right now, dead last.
16.
Excuse me. Yes. My co-host is corrected me again. 2-16. 2 wins and 16 losses, man. Goodness. Great.
Man, unacceptable. That's all I can say. And y'all already know. You know, I guess, hey, man, I love Big Pat.
He did
a lot of things for Georgetown. Like we've been saying the last few months, hell of a player, but not a hell of a coach. Gotta go.
Yeah, he has to go. Yeah, it's nothing personal. It's nothing at all personal. But, bruh, I think you would be better served in the NBA working alongside another coach and working with their big men, you know.
Wasn't he doing that before he came to Georgetown? Wasn't he working beside a coach though? So you might be right about that.
Yeah, he was.
Who was he with? 57. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's happening? He was counting the seats, bro. I just figured out he won't doing nothing. He probably won't even keep in stats. How many people in the gym today, Pat?
Come on.
Well, so far it's 5,063, Coach. Oh, man. I mean, I'm sitting over there watching him the other night. I wanted to pull a kale. I wanted to throw my TV out the room. Like, what are you doing, man? Sitting over there like you deaf and mute. You can't say nothing. You can't call a timeout. Give me a phone to the court so I can say, timeout. Do something.
I feel your pain.
Pat got us there, but him and John Thompson, they got us there. They put us on the map. And I always love Pat for that, you know.
But Pat is not a coach.
That's just the way it is. He's not a coach.
Well,
just like Tang has been saying.
They always say that. Great players make terrible coaches and now general managers as well. But they always say that. Go ahead, AT, I'm sorry.
As a coach in the NBA, he worked with the Washington Wizards from 2002 to 2003. He was with the Houston Rockets as an assistant from 2003 to 2007. He was with Orlando Magic as an assistant from 2007 to 2012. And then he went to the Charlotte Bobcats. It was then Bobcats turned Hornets from the 2013 to 2017. And he's been Georgetown head coach college from 2017 till now. That is his resume as a coach.
Like I said, he was counting seats. He won't do nothing important.
Hey, listen. y'all know what's ringing over in my head. Looking back, over the years, I'm about to share this. She just kind of
That's a good one right there.
But look, y'all, check this out. Who got more rings than any player in basketball? Bill Russell. He was a terrible coach. And he got three teams to coach. Pitiful. Pitiful.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan destroyed the Wizards. We still trying to get back from what he did to us when he was here.
That's
you know, players don't most times players don't make good coaches for some reason.
Yeah.
Just don't happen.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr went to a team that Mark.
No, you good.
Steve Kerr went to a team that Mark Jackson had already put together. They could have sent one of us to that team, and we could have won the NBA title that year.
Yeah,
you know.
That's automatic. Dude, I sent in my application. When I looked at their roster, Curry, the other light skin, Flash, whatever. I put my application in, and Draymond Green at his apex. You know what I mean? I'm with you 100% on that. Curry was given a gift. Seriously.
Yeah, he was. That's why I always say that Mark needs. He should have got an honorary ring for that first championship that they got. He should have got an honorary ring for that.
Remember, the team after they won the title, Mark Jackson was there. He was one of the commentators. They all went over to him after they won the title and hugged him and shook his hand and everything. Because they know that was the team that he put together. He put that team together.
He gave them their work ethic and everything.
Everything.
Like
he sure did.
I would like to see him back in the league as a general manager.
He having a ball now, Kale.
Yeah, I know. And
I would like it too.
It's rarely do these guys find a career after they play that they love as much as when they play. So I applaud him for that, but God, I would love to see him back on that sideline or as a general manager creating a new team, proving. Yes. Girl,
think about it. You remember how it felt when your kids grew up and went on off to school and got their jobs and everything, and you could sit back and go, I ain't got to raise no kids no more.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I took that deep breath, and I said those exact words. For some reason, every time I turn around, it's dad. I need dad. Can you dad?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
And then you get the empty nest syndrome. Like, you want to do it. You want something to fill that space, too. Like, when our kids left, like, when Darius, he was the last one to leave. When he left, I cried real tears. Like, tears. Like, I did not want him to leave. Like, please stay.
Crocodile
don't know.
Tears.
What's happening? Like, no,
hey,
I didn't want to leave. Yeah.
I went and got a dog.
I can't dog though.
You can get a little lap joint, a little small lap joint. You know what I mean?
You'd be
surprised.
Then they die, and then I'm going to deal with that.
Damn, Tang taught the dog how to laugh at you and smile and everything. Dog get up in your face and sit in your chest. Laugh at you, smile. I'm like, hey, this motherfucker, I'm sorry, this dude smiling at me. I know, I taught him how to do that. Like, Lord have mercy.
Smile all the time, man. That's crazy.
Yeah,
the dog, the kids, and it ended up being my dog. Man, that was my little one right there. Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
man.
To see right she wake up, smile.
Rest in peace.
Can I say something on college basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Kale, I'm going to tell you again, stop picking your team so early, man. Wait a while before you, now's the time to evaluate who you really, really like. I know you like Purdue, and they look great. Mm-hmm. They right now, mm-hmm. they beating everybody that's put in front of them. And they do, right. like Sis say, they do have a great team. But they're going right. to get in the NCAA tournament, and somebody out west, way out west, going to run mm-hmm. them off the court. I'm telling
really?
You.
Really?
That big man is good, man. I'm telling you. That big man is
so
good.
Big man,
he's very good. But,
yeah.
But
so you're saying the
like
big man going to be a liability when it all falls down, the big man going to be a liability.
I don't think it's not just him. You got teams like Kansas that run and gun and shoot. Teams like UCLA, when they roll the ball out there like Baylor, you roll the ball out there, they don't stop playing until you take the ball off the court. So you got to be up and down their court. And Purdue is a good team, but they're not a mm-hmm. quick team like that can stand up against, because they coming from where they coming from. And sis will tell mm-hmm. you, and I know you ain't watched a lot of college basketball, it's a whole lot of good teams out west, and all they want to do is run up and down the court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Come on, Brother Ted. I'm going to look up this West real quick. But come on, Brother Ted.
Yo, hey, what's going on? How y'all doing? Kel's Corner family.
What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, I was listening to what you said. First, I want to hit on that NBA thing where you said, I agree with you as far as you said, 57. The second part, but as far as the Mark Jackson thing, okay, I'm agree. That's totally correct. And I always wonder why he didn't get a job right after that. You know, was he that distraught at them and angry at them that he just said, the hell with it, I'm just going to go broadcast, because he's a heck of a basketball mind. He was a point guard, so he definitely.
I think that's what he said.
Well, no.
You correct
the
him.
Word was,
I think he said forget
the,
it.
The actual word was, he wanted to stay close to his wife and their church. And he couldn't do that as a head coach because we know head coaches travel all the time. So he said that he felt led to broadcast him because he was always able to live the life he wanted to live and not have to travel all the time. So it was his religion and his wife.
Could you think that might have been a political answer? You know what I mean? Because like I'm peed. Because like you say, I built this team from scratch. I got these boys ready. I taught them things. You know what I'm saying? And got these guys. And I'm the one who said these guys is the best shooting combination. You know? And,
right.
and like you say, you got to be politically correct. You just can't come out and say something. I'm just saying, hypothetically saying, my opinion. I hear what you're saying on that. And
it's
that's
a good
you know
point.
He did
you
say that,
that's
but like
good,
I say,
that's a good one though, Ted.
You know,
that's a good
you hit
thing.
It on the head because that's basically what happened. He was.
Yeah.
The players were buying into it, but a couple of players on the team and management wasn't buying into the guard thing that he was trying to present to the team. You know, that's what all that was happening right there. You know,
mm-hmm.
but players like Steph Curry and the starters, Draymond Green. They were all with it. They was in love with him.
They was in.
But management didn't want it. And so they didn't see eye to eye, and they got rid of him. You notice they didn't get rid of any players. They only got rid of him. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good point, Ted.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, very good
one
point.
Also, one more point now about the Bill Russell. Now, I think he was an old fair coach because he won two as a player coach. You know, he won
right,
nine as a player.
Then
he won two as a player coach, though. But then he went to Seattle, and then he went to, like, Sacramento. He went to teams that really didn't have nothing after they left. And so I'm sure he gave so much to it as a player. But are you saying as far as what Red Auerbach left behind? Yeah,
I don't mean
Bill
Red
Russell
left it behind like that. I'm not taking anything from Bill Russell.
Okay.
But I'm just saying,
right,
he just continued to coach
everything.
A great
team. Right, because he catalyzed all them nine championships. Because without Bill, they definitely wouldn't have won it.
Well,
you know, and
I'm not taking anything from Bill Russell.
And smoke his cigarette, you know. And he said the only person that could motivate Bill Russell was Bill Russell himself. So that's why he gave him that head coaching job, you know. So But
I'm not taking. I'm with you, Ted. I'm not taking that from him.
Bill Russell was an 11-time NBA champion, like Ted said, and a 2-time NBA champion as a coach. So he really got. 11 to 13 championships in his lifetime.
Nine as a player only, and two as a player coach.
As a player, he is 11-time NBA champion. I'm just reading what it says.
He did get 13. You're right.
I'm just saying he got to be wrong. And then two as a coach. Hey. I think that's 13.
Well, I'm gonna say this, I'll check it out. That's not correct.
Right? Okay.
If they're saying that, that's not correct.
At that 2011, he got he got two as with that 11, he got two as a player coach.
Right.
Because
they
didn't say that nine as a player. You know, itself.
But
y'all
can look it up. It's right on his wiki.
Look
it up on his wiki.
But I think he got 10 plus.
57 to
2. You know what? You got me. I had to look that up. You're right. Mm, thank you.
Yeah, look it up. It's the 11-time NBA champion.
With the Big West Conference, you have UC Irvine Anteaters at 13-3, and UC Riverside Highlanders at 12-5. And that, but they also have Cal Poly Mustangs at 1-16. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with what you're saying. That West, the West always play that run and gun style of basketball. Always. So maybe that big man won't really be a factor when they actually meet up. So yeah, that I'm with you on that. But I'm just speaking as right now. I'm going with Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Just right now.
I got you.
Yeah.
Can I add a touch on that, Kel?
Go ahead.
Can I add a touch on that? I agree, like you said, because I heard what you said about the UCLA team. And you're right, 57s, because I've been watching them lately. Because like I said, it's the time to watch these cats. You know, and you got to look at past history and coaches also, you know, what they got and look at some of these boys because Alabama looking good, you know, Houston going up and down, you know. Baylor done lost two in a row. Baylor, I don't know. And like you said, they're used to, you know, run and play big like that. But they did something about them, man. They just ain't been incoherent. So I'm like, okay, y'all go. But UCLA been looking nice. You also got Gonzaga. I'm sorry, Gonzaga over there.
Gonzaga,
you know, with Timmy. You know, the mustache guy now. So
right.
so you and then Duke is always there. You know, they decent. Kansas is getting themselves together. You know, they had a little stretch where they kind of failed, but they peaking right at the right time.
Yeah,
you know,
that boy they got look like Opie
Taylor. And so it's gonna be interesting, man, for these college guys too. Auburn, can't forget about them, you know. So, it's gonna be real tight. It's gonna be real nice, man. And Purdue, they're gonna run Purdue, and that big man, he's good, but.
Can he get up and down the court?
It's Sunday, man. That's like you got to be really lucky and also good. You know what I mean? So with that, because it's all it takes is one game and you're done.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you know, the good thing about this time of the year is you got.
You can only lose two games. You can really only lose two games for real. You lose more than two, you out. You out.
You know.
And
when you get to your tournament.
Yes, I love that. I love that because that makes a team put their best effort forward in every competition. You know, it's not like the NBA. They know they have seven games. You know what I mean? So
right.
you can take a rest if you want to one night or whatever, and still come back. But with this college game, slam, one and done. Holler at me next year.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yes,
I
sir.
Love that. But
yes,
but there's so many teams in college that it's just crazy. All the teams that there are, and you know, I mean, I'm talking about teams that don't even make the tournament. You know, it's
yeah.
wild to me. It's crazy to me. Go ahead.
That's what I was about to say is.
No, that wasn't me. I have something to say, but it wasn't me.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, it was me, Kel, but go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kel.
Yeah, but you're totally right, Kel. I mean, it's 64-14, but then now they got a play-in, you know, and that adds more, I guess, more chances for more teams to get in to make that 64 bracket, you know.
Yeah.
Just like they got to play in with the pros, which they shouldn't even have. If you don't make the top,
yeah,
such as things, y'all just
yeah.
too late, you know. But anyway,
yeah,
I just think March Madness, man, it just gets so excited, man, especially with them buzzer beaters, man, and you just, them college teams, you know. Some guys, it's their last year, man, and they've been trying, and then especially they're going to cry if they lose. It's just it's a great time of year, man, for college ball, man. But, you know, March Madness, that's what it definitely is. Make you pull your hair out, you know?
Madness.
Really,
yeah,
no.
They call it madness because that's exactly
uh-huh.
what it is, March Madness.
Especially if you got a bracket. If you got a bracket,
yes.
too.
And you in a pool, you on it. You are
hey,
on
yeah,
it. I would like to see,
okay,
and what
going.
I'm pushing for is to see more HBC schools in their HBCU schools
yeah.
in the tournament.
Yeah.
Not just because they won their division, but because they got good teams.
Yeah.
The way that they do it, I don't really like that. I know it will make it more teams to play, but that's how the teams grow and schools grow, by getting into these tournaments, getting more money. And I think
yeah.
for a long time we've been shortchanged, and we need to be involved in this more than we are.
Right.
But, you know, they're going to get us more involved. They're going to get us more involved because they're letting the players, quote-unquote player athletes, promote themselves now and make money off themselves and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of changes, and it's going to be really different than how it used to be, I think.
They finally
yeah.
came
yeah,
into the step along. Into the 21st century.
Yeah.
You ain't kid 57. You ain't kid 57. It's a shame of how UHBC doesn't get the recognition as we should, because I just find out they don't even have a wrestling program, the HBCUs. Only Hampton has a wrestling one that they just developed. You know, they had a thriving thing back in the 60s and the 70s, but they don't have it now. You know, they're trying to do that. It's like, you know, they just forgot about us because we, you know, us people bringing our dollars to the, you know, the institute, the high, you know, the institutes I'm talking about, such as Syracuse, Georgetown, and whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those yeah. the way it costs big money, and they recruit all the people, but yet we forgot about the HBCU. Then those people who
yeah.
graduate from there, they need to donate more back to it, and the
mm-hmm.
alumni
well,
support more. You know,
well, you see how easy it was for Dion to upgrade his school once he stepped out and asked for the money from. The money is out there. It's out there.
Yeah.
You just got to make
yeah.
You ain't even got to beg for it. It's out there. You got to make them give. You got to make them give it to you because it's out
yeah,
there.
You know,
that's what Dion did.
But
57,
listen to this. When
y'all
A
know
went over
the
there.
Word.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say this real quick. The word was, They called it N-word penny, and they looked at our money
mm-hmm.
as N-word Penny. So they wouldn't get behind or support it. But now, as 57 just brought to light, you got guys like Deion Sanders. You know, you got these guys that are like, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all missing out. These HBCUs be having great games with great competition, and it helps that a lot of these players end up in the pros at their individual sport. So, yeah, mm-hmm. man, get behind these dudes, man, because we know for us, it takes for people to see the interest before they are interested. Go ahead, T.
I just wanted to add that the non-HBCU schools, y'all know what I'm talking about, the Kansas City, the Texas, and all those. I don't see,
go ahead.
I don't see nobody standing behind them donating, right? The money is there for them. Even when
they
Ed
have
Reed,
boosters.
Right, but even when Ed Reed was trying to get behind his HBCU school that they wanted him to be a part of, they wanted him to go out there and clean it up, like with his own two hands, like clean it up. He wanted him to clean it up and the football team to clean it up. Like, I don't see nobody mm-hmm. else going out there cleaning up nothing and donating to get it cleaned up. Like, their facilities were already clean when their coaches and stuff came mm-hmm. in. Like, why do we mm-hmm. have to beg and scrap and do all this? Like, no, like, why we are human just like everybody else, and I'm sick and tired of everybody keep saying, well, we are HBC and we got to do this and we got to do that. Like, stop it. Like, give us the boosters yeah. like everybody else. Yeah. Give us the same respect.
Well, that ain't going to happen, sis.
With the non-school,
it's not
going
to be given to
us.
So we
got to
step out and fight for it.
We
got to step out and speak up about it. We got to say something.
Wait a minute. Come with the non-HBCU schools. And so why we scratching for pennies? Like Kale just said, the N-word pennies. Like, we scratching for these little pennies that we getting. Like, it shouldn't be that mm-hmm. way. Even though I know it is well, that way, it shouldn't be that way. That's what I'm trying to say.
I understand what you're saying. But if somebody don't step out and fight for it, it's never going to be given. History should teach us that anyway. And what you're saying makes a whole lot of sense, but that's just not the way it is. And when it's not that way, if nobody's bringing food to your door, you got to go out and get it. That's just the way it is. You know,
listen,
and that's the hand.
The
let me finish. That's the hand we've been given. So we have to learn how to deal with it and try to make it better amongst ourselves. And then after we can make it better amongst ourselves, maybe the rest of the world will see the injustice that's being done. Well, if we go with that attitude, then we'll never get anything. With the attitude that I ain't going to do anything because they ain't going to never give it to us, we'll never have anything. You got to fight for something.
Well, we're never going to have it. We're never going to have it.
If you say we're never going to have it, then you're never going to have it.
We're never going to have it, right.
If you say
so
that,
listen,
you're never going to have it. But that don't mean
matter,
that.
Right?
That doesn't mean, I hope anybody else that's listening on this thing, please don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up.
Right?
Don't give up. Please don't give up. Even though, yes, they do matter. But we cannot stop.
And we're saying, wait a minute, 57, hold on. And we're saying Black Lives Matter, right? Everybody keeps saying Black Lives Matter. But then when you turn on the TV, black on black crime, that's all you see. Like, mm-hmm. we keep saying we're going to do better, we're going to do better, we're going to do better. But we never do better. We never do better.
Hey. That doesn't change the fact that you need to try.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
You know, I'm listening to you, sis, but you're saying the same thing.
Go ahead, bro.
Over and over.
You just want to say what you got to say. Go ahead.
Can I touch on this? Can I touch on this real quick, Kel?
Yes.
Can I touch
on
this quick, Kel? Because I wonder, and I've been asking myself this question, you know, about why we had to integrate, because we had our own schools, we had our own everything. So But and I know one of the reasons why they integrated because we could, you know, trying to get funding from the government. But yet, like I said, we will sustain ourselves until they burn Wall Street, Black Wall Street down, Oklahoma, Florida, yes. All them things. We that type of people. We have done that. That's how you got these black schools, you know, Fisk, Tuskegee. That's how you have those things. But then, like I said, we want to be integrate. It's not wrong with that, but like I said, I just never understood that, and I just think that was our downfall of trying to integrate with them when we was already self-sufficient. We knew who we was and stuff. And we had our colleges, we had our engineers, our professors. I mean, come on, we had all that. So, and with this being Black History Month, so that's why I'm just so angry. They don't give us the just due that we deserve, man. And as far as them colleges, them other colleges, they have boosters and alumni that, hey, they just donate money regularly. I mean, they just, it just pours in, boom, 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 you know, no problem. You know, so they have it like that. Because even Kansas, they got the rules for Naismith basketball. They had to bid for that. And I think it was over $2 million. A booster paid for that. You know? Woo. So they get it like that. You know, so like you said, they got the plush locker rooms and all that while we struggling. We can't get nobody to donate. Thank God for Deion Sanders. Thank God for such and such. But we need more. I don't know what Oakley has done. I don't know what Ben from play basketball with Detroit and Washington. Wow. He's from a BCU, HBCU. Debbie Allen, she has done some things for Howard and stuff. But also what the people, what the administration do with the money. But like I said, it's not enough coming in. Though. It's not enough. So, like you said, 57, you know, we got to keep trying. We got to keep trying. Keep hope alive.
Treece, I understand your point clearly, but what 57 is 100% accurate. Sometimes
I didn't say he wasn't.
So
I just was trying to get the point out.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. But sometimes we get so frustrated. We get so frustrated at the process that we don't stick with it. And we throw our hands up and say, why in the hell should I try? Well, you should try because it's not for you. It's for those kids that are playing now, those kids that will be joining those organizations. So we can't afford to say the heck with it. And that's why I was kind of torn with Ed Reed. Yes, they were asking a lot of you. Yes, they were. But to whom much is given, much is expected. To whom much is given, much is expected. Mm. You know? So for him to walk away, I like
that. He didn't walk away. They pushed him away. They said they didn't want him there because he made the rank. He was willing to stay. He was willing to do the work. He was willing to do all of that. He was just making it known how they was treating the university, right? He was just making it known, like they don't make the non-HBC do that, you know what I'm saying? And he was still willing to do the work. They said, we don't want you. We don't want you. Goodbye. Have a good day, sir.
So I wonder if the powers that be, you know, the ones that's over, you know, the powers that be, did they say, hey, y'all better keep him quiet, you know? Y'all make a little bit too much noise over there. We don't want y'all to come compete with us because we know y'all going to smoke us if y'all get up on our, be able to compete with us. Because y'all got the
talent. Exactly. That's right.
Y'all, we better wake up, y'all. We got to do better. We got to. I hear you.
We got,
1,000. We got to keep trying, and we got to keep hope alive and keep striving for our youngest, man, and for our future, you know.
I believe that.
Because they want us to disappear. They want us to disappear. If you got a governor for a state, and he's telling people they banned that they get arrested for Black history, you can't teach that? And I ain't hear no leader saying nothing. I don't hear no T.D. Jakes and them saying nothing. I don't even hear the vice president saying nothing about that. I mean, man, you tell me you can't have a Black history, but yet
she's
not
Black.
Not, first of all.
We're not going to hear anything from T.D. Jakes that would stand a chance of his offering plate not being what it is.
Come on, ladies.
Thank you.
TD Jakes is more about increase. Why do you think we don't never see TD Jakes at these Black Lives Matter rallies?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we don't never see, and with the following that he has, both black, white, and Latino?
Yeah.
You never see him at any of these events. Why? Because he does not want to risk the chance of his money not being the same. And
the upper people going to take it from him. That's what it is.
Yep.
Take it from him. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. He ain't going to have that $500,000 house he live in. He ain't going to have none of that stuff. Y'all want him to advocate
for
us?
He's worried about his stuff, man.
Yeah, he going to take all his stuff.
Million dollar house.
Exactly.
You're right, Ted.
Don't anybody be fooled. They all got their own agendas. I don't care who it is. I don't care who they're affiliated with. They all got their own agenda. At some point, mm-hmm. the money going to start rolling in, and they're going to change up how they talk about things because they don't want the money to stop flowing. It can be TD Jakes. Exactly. It can be anybody else. It doesn't matter. You have to be the one to discern what's right and what's wrong. Don't let nobody lead you. You be the one.
Yeah.
You be the one.
Oh, exactly.
You better be the one. You better be yourself and discern. You're done for already.
If you following somebody and they leading you down the wrong path, guess what? That's on you. Period.
Man,
you better be a leader.
I'll never forget while I was coaching and being another coach, one of my assistant coaches were taking these kids home. And I knew it was something wrong with the kids. And I just asked them. And Coach Mac, they didn't have any problem telling Coach Mac anything that was bothering them. And them kids said they was hungry. And I was like, oh, we can fix that. So we stopped by Hip Hop Chicken, bought them dinners. And, y'all, I'm telling you, we got as far from Alabama Avenue to Naylor Road, and them kids had eaten all of that food. And it was a race. Almost brought tears to my eyes because I asked them, why are you eating so fast? Because when we get home, our older brother and older sisters, they take our food away from us. And I was are you serious? Are you serious? So my effort, my change, Coach Mac started bringing peanut butter jelly and bread to practice. And we would stop practice 10 minutes early so everybody had a chance that wanted to. Everybody that wanted to had a chance to sit down and eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. These are the conditions that when we say, forget it, I'm done, I'm tired, I can't do it no more, these are the conditions that we are allowing our youth to endure. No child should go to bed hungry, man. No child should go to bed hungry. And I'm just saying, I'm harking on that point again. 57 was dead on with that. If enough people take that, oh, well, it's going to happen, so I ain't going to do attitude, man, this next generation is worse off than ever before. They're worse off than ever before. So, yes. Tree, like you said, we all have a part to do. So therefore, we all should do our part. I'm off my soapbox. Let's take another call.
Amen. Another
tweet. another one of my cousins. What's up, Dirk?
Hey, Dirk.
What's up? Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on?
What's going on, Dirk?
How you doing, Dirk? Hey, nothing, man. I'm just chiming in, man. So I don't really know. I want to stay on topic, man. What's been the topic for today?
Man, right now we talk about the NCAA and going into March Madness, and it led off into the Ed Reed and Deion Sanders and, you know, or how HBCUs are still treated as second-class citizens, how things are not granted to them that are everyday occurrences for other schools.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But do y'all think Avery handled that right, though?
That's what I'm torn about that. I'm torn about that, man.
What did he do that was so wrong?
I mean, just the way.
Announce how dirty he was. Go live and announce how dirty the school was. How they wanted him to clean up. If you're talking about that part, then. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, clean up before y'all give it to me to clean up.
But the fact
Deion went through the same thing down Jackson State. And it was a lot of things Deion didn't expose until he left. And that was, I think that was because they was kind of coming for him. You know, everybody was kind of disappointed in him leaving. And I was one that was kind of like, oh, man, you know, Deion leaving. I thought he was getting ready to start a culture. But I'm going to tell you what helped me respect his decision more is when I watched Coach Prime. Have y'all watched that?
Coach
Prime. It's on Prime Video. And it just kind of went into depth, man, of everything that he did down there, man, at Jackson State. I mean, even when they was having the water situation down there, the kids was actually taking baths in the swimming pool at the school. And Deion took the kids, man, took them to another city and paid for the hotel. And a lot of stuff that he did, he used his own money. He used his own money, man. So it just gave me a better respect. And it's like, man, he went there, he said what he was going to do, he accomplished what he was going to do, and he moved on. You know what I'm saying? And then he took a lot of them coaches with him that would have never had an opportunity to make the money that they're going to make at Colorado. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it just made my whole, man, if you watch that, man, and just see, I was concerned about some of the kids that came to Jackson State just for him. But the top recruits, he's taking them with him. So, you know, they coming with him. So, like I said, Deion was a little bit more classier, man. You know, I'm not really mad at Ed Reed for doing what he did, but I just think he should have, you know what I'm saying?
Went through it more.
I think it could have been a better way. Yeah, it could have been a better way to handle it.
I got a comment online.
Let me just say
one last comment.
In that water situation, that's only in our areas, man, down there in Jackson, Mississippi. I know people down there. And it's only in our area that water messed up like that. They can fix that stuff, man. They don't want to fix it because it's going to keep us right where they want us to be at, in the cities, impoverished. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I know that. There's no reason to argue about this. We know this.
My Betty says they were mad at Ed Reed because he advertised it. They didn't want nobody to know what was going on in the, down there. That's why they were mad and got rid of him.
They wanted to keep talking, like I said earlier, he was talking too much. And they, just like what Ted brought out earlier, they started saying, oh, he's talking too much. He's putting too much out there. We don't need all this going on out there. Just like Mama said, that's what it is. And it's going to stay like that.
Look at Howard. Look how Howard looked, man. You know,
exactly.
I pass by there, I go to the VA.
No, it's definitely run down.
Man, thank you.
thank you. You know, and I had even took a class years ago up there, a business class up there, man. And like I said, I've you know, been in the building and stuff. And I used to play ball across the street from Banneker. So I've been on the campus and stuff. So, like you say, that student center, when they was going through their issue, ain't nothing really fixed too much. I mean,
yeah.
Man, it doesn't look like it should be with all them prestigious alumni that you have from there, Debbie Allen, so on.
Come on,
you know, I mean, you can go to the list to name all of these prominent people, you know, and tell your friends, y'all, tell them, hey, when y'all be, you know, Oprah, all of them, but y'all need to donate more. A million, what is a million to you, Sean? Come on, what is a million? That's cool, but come on, bro. Give up $5 million, man, because that ain't nothing but a tax write-off. You won't see that back.
That's right.
That ain't nothing but a tax write-off, man.
That's right.
They can't.
Who they fooling? Like you say, Payne, who they fooling?
They can't help us. They can't help us because it's going to take their money from them. See, they're going to take their money from them. If they do that, they're going to take their money from them. Period.
Yes.
Take money from who?
In other words,
from
know,
the people that's giving it to the 57.
Like Oprah trying to help,
they gonna take money. They gonna take money from the alumni that's giving money to the school.
Hold on one second, y'all.
In other words, Sean Combs, you can come to this school and put on all the shows you want.
But he can't help out.
Why? Is that a fact?
And helping out?
Yes.
Is that a fact? Where's the proof at that he can't help? Where's the proof?
Heavy help.
Look at everybody.
No, he got his trust, though.
They donated $1 million. He donated $1 million a couple of months ago, last year. Like last year, like maybe like before.
Where's the proof that Sean Combs ain't helping?
No. What we're saying is
we can't just say stuff and not have, we just can't say stuff and not have backup for it. We just can't come in here and just say anything and not have proof and backup for it.
He's worth $500 million.
Well,
Ted
just said the man just donated $1 million. What are you supposed to give up all his money for?
He's worth $500 million. Why not donate $5 million?
So he just gave $1 million a month or so ago. That's what Ted just said. I mean, he don't get any credit for that.
What is it doing for us? Is that $1 million that he got? Oh, no,
ask the school, what did they do with it? Ask the school, what did they do with it?
Look at the school and see if it looks like he donated $1 million.
What did they do with it?
I'm going to
tell you, like 657.
Nothing.
One semester at Howard University costs over $60,000. So he just paid for with that $1 million. With that $1 million, he paid for maybe five students to take two semesters. Seriously.
Okay, that's five students that can take two semesters that they ain't got to worry about. I mean, give the guy credit for doing something, man. I mean, to say that ain't nobody doing anything, give the guy credit for that. Y'all evaluating this guy's money and determining how much money he should give.
Yeah.
Neither one of us gave anything.
I am.
The last time any one of us gave anything.
I ain't never know this.
I know I haven't given anything. What's the last time one of us gave something?
I give all the time, whatever I can spare, and that, you know, that I budget and that I can. So I do help out, but
hey,
Mom,
look,
what we saying,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Go ahead, Derek.
We always want somebody to just give us something.
Let me.
We know you're not giving, so we don't care.
Y'all can agree or disagree. These black colleges, man, listen, Rick Ross, all these people are donating money to these schools. It's not that people not giving. These black colleges and these the deans and whoever the people in charge of the finance, they got the black church syndrome. they taking that money and doing what they want to do with it. They not sending that money to the school. It's not that they not getting money, man. Rick Ross, 50 Cent, all of them was donating money. Snoop, all of them was donating money to these schools. They talk about it all the time. But the people are taking the money, just like some of these crooked pastors, and I'm not talking about all of them, but just like some of these crooked pastors that these church, they take the tithes and offering, and they go and they buying Bentleys and they buying planes and they buying jets, and the people at the church barely got a car. You know what I'm saying? So they're not using the money properly. They're not using it properly. It's not the
I agree with you, Derek. Go ahead. I agree with you 100%.
Go ahead, Derek. Finish your point,
Derek. I mean, that's all it is. That's all it is, man. They are not taking that. They're not taking the money. Just like with I give you a perfect example with Deion Sanders. They were supposed to give Deion Sanders a bonus in his contract if they had over 30,000 fans. Deion packed the house every game down there. People came out there and they was lying on the numbers. Oh, it was only 25,000 people there. It was only 28,000 people there. But he wasn't tripping because he didn't come there for the money. Deion got money. Deion got baseball and NFL money. He ain't tripping off the money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They was taking the money, man, just like the president of HBU's. What'd he say? Oh, I hope Deion fail at Colorado. I mean, I'm just saying, man, it's the people that's in charge, man. They not taking care of the money, man. That's all it is. It's not that they're not getting it. They just not putting that money where it's supposed to be.
I agree with that.
That's all I was trying to say. Yeah.
And that's a shame. That is a shame.
Yeah, that's
that
a shame.
That people who have money and are successful are with that Jim Crow mentality. I'm going to call it what it is.
Yeah.
That's a Jim Crow mentality. We going to keep it it away. Yeah.
Yep, our own people.
Exactly. And 57, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%, 57. You know, everything helps, man. Everything helps. So, I could care less if you got $20 a month to give to an organization. In 5 months, that's $100. In 12 months, that's $240. You know, that's helping somewhere. Now, imagine if, say, 1 million African Americans chose the university and donate it like that. So they would have the money, but like Steve just said, like Debo just said, if we give and they're not doing the right thing with it, you know, who's to blame? Who can we point the finger at? The people in charge. That's who the finger gets pointed at. The people in charge. Because they're not doing their due diligence. They're not doing their job that they were appointed for. And I'm going to say this. These universities, you got a dean or somebody in charge that's not doing right by the university, fire them. Both they can out and get somebody in who's going to do the right thing. For so long, this thing has been overlooked. For so long, it hasn't been talked about to the point where these schools are like, yeah, we can do it. Nobody's saying nothing. They're not bringing it to national attention. So do what we do. Let's keep stealing money. Let's keep taking. You know what I'm saying? But until people do an Ed Reed and call it out, the leaders of that school were upset. The leaders of that school were upset because he shined a light slam on their pocket.
Facts.
Kids, I got to pay for a hotel for my kids to go and take a shower.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, T.
But when people like Ed Reed do, you know, make light of what's really going on, we don't stand behind him. We criticize him. We talk SAT, Sugar Honey Ice Tea about him. We talk mean about him. We just talk crazy, right? We don't stand behind him and support him, you know, in whatever the decision that he's making. We don't support him. We got to analyze it. Let me think about what, I don't know, I'm on the fence. Instead, it is what it is. He's showing us what it is. Even though he didn't do it the way Deion Sanders did, that's because there's two different men. He's not going to follow behind Deion Sanders and do everything Deion Sanders do. He did it his way. And we still didn't stand behind him. That's what I'm trying to say. We standing up here talking about, yeah, we're going to count this person money. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It ain't cost us nothing to stand behind the man and say, yeah, what he's saying is right. You see what I'm saying? We won't even do that. We won't even do that as a people. That's what I'm saying.
Treat, you got to understand. That media narrative, a lot of people's decision. What they read and hear about things. A lot of us don't take the time to actually read up and Debo just said with Deion Sanders, the show that he put out. A lot of us didn't. I wasn't aware of this show that he put out. Because you know why? The media are not advertising that. They don't want that out there because those big wigs at those universities who have money are telling them, nah, we can't let that get out. No, sir. So when you have an influential person like Ed Reed that comes and say, man, the water ain't even right down here. Now people are starting to look into their business. People are starting to say, okay, who can we hold accountable for this? Who is the person at fault here? You know? So it's a deadly game.
So they were saying about the water, they were saying way before. That goes to the man now. Yeah.
With the water problem. That's to the conference.
They've been like that for over three, five years,
y'all. In Mississippi, they've been like that.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing changed.
Yeah.
They've been like that for over 5 years, y'all.
And trust, they want a good football team. They want a great athletic department, but they don't want that notoriety that's going to come with all the
negative. They don't want to pay for it.
Exactly. They don't want to pay for it.
They don't want to pay for it.
And that's why they don't want
that
attention. Exactly.
But what do the people taxes go toward? This man, this government, these politicians, the government, they just letting it go. Oh, like you said, it shouldn't be. This is the richest country, and we can't get clean water. You know what I mean? Come on, man. We having baby food short. We having what we having, this problem we having in the world. But yet, I know it's a war, but yet we sending so much money over there for that war. But what about these other countries? What about the United Union? What about that? What about NATO? Come on, man.
Right.
The government, Lord help us.
Help us,
people, like I keep saying.
Yeah,
they're going to keep it like that. Ain't nothing you can do. The upper people, they're going to keep it like that. That's why they got rid of Ed Reed for putting it out there.
They got a foot on our neck.
You talking too much, son.
Yep.
That's enough. So Ed Reed was like, you know what? Let me just back up out of this.
The government or the people from the school?
I'm talking about the water. You said something about Ed Reed.
They got rid of Ed Reed, and I'm just asking. The school didn't want their dirty laundry aired out, so they got rid of Ed Reed. Or did the government not want to air it out, and they got rid of Ed Reed? I'm trying to distinguish what y'all talking about.
The Ed Reed comments, it hit both of them.
It hit both of them. So both of them together forced him out. Because his comment, and the first thing they said, I'm sure, in private counsel, the first thing they said was, see, look at what he's doing, y'all. Look at what he's doing. What else is he going
to
expose?
Mess y'all money up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If you want, you want to keep those boosters.
Brett Favre robbed the government down there in Mississippi and take money from the government to build a volleyball stadium for his daughter's high school. His daughter's high school had a stadium look better than them colleges down there, them HBCUs down there. And they ain't say nothing else about that with Brett Favre. And that been a black man that ain't been all over that, man. I mean, it is what it is, man. Racism is never going nowhere, man. It's here. It's here to stay,
Thank
man.
You.
It's never going nowhere.
Thank
this
you.
Is what the country's built on.
Thank you.
The country is built on,
Thank
on
you.
Racism. It's built, it's
there
built
go,
on
G.
our ancestors' back. It's built on our ancestors'
there you go,
back.
G.
And it's never going to change, man. These crackers going to be who they are. These crackers stick together.
Thank you, D.
These crackers going to stick together no matter what they do, no matter what we do.
Something that
we
don't
always
do.
Got to go the extra mile. We got to go the extra mile to prove ourselves. Look at Irk the enemy. That man should have been had his damn coaching job. Excuse me, man. It just pisses me off, a head coach job. They talking about he don't interview well. I know y'all heard that man talking today. What you mean he don't interview
yeah.
world? That man had me ready. That man had me ready to go suit up. He had me ready to go suit
that's
up.
That's the first thing I said. That's the first thing I said.
Come on,
I said, how this man don't interview well? And
crazy,
I listened to the whole joint,
it's
and that man
right,
sound
man.
Like he didn't stutter. He didn't do nothing. He answered
nothing.
Everything on point. And I texted Carol and him. I said, man, I just got finished listening to y'all, man. If I was a Commanders football player or a fan, I'm going to be excited and ready. That was BS.
Mm-hmm.
That man know how to interview. That
he
was BS, bro. Believe that.
Yes, they were just holding them down, suppressing them.
Hey, what did I just say, y'all? What did I just say, y'all? That media narrative. It was the media that told us that man
press
could not
council,
interview
man.
Well.
Just like you crafty council, man. Been going on all our lives, 3,000 years. Crafty council. That's what they do. Like you say, they sit in that room behind everything and say, this is what we're going to do, y'all. Crafty council, Slim. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We always going to be like this.
Man, some of these coaches, man, who got a head coach job, them white boys that got a head coach job, some of them were special teams coaches that we ain't even know nothing about, and all of a sudden they end up with a head coach job. I mean, the dude from the Giants, he was a special teams coach. He was a special teams coach. How he get a head coach job? I mean,
Harbaugh was a special teams coach.
Harbaugh
was a special teams coach.
Right? Then somebody go to the coach replace Jeff Saturday, and then somebody got another head coaching job somewhere. So that's two coaches that white coaches that got head coaching job that was only like you say 4 days. So,
man, Jeff Saturday is not even qualified.
Jeff Saturday
won
nothing. He just was a player.
They have Jeff Saturday as the head lineman for Peyton Manning. So, they say Peyton Manning was great. They say we know the centers. His job on a football team is to get that line in order, make sure everybody's on side and ready to go and know which way they have to block. So that was the quote-unquote reason that Jeff Saturday was considered for the head coaching job. He's smart. He's a smart man. He called all the plays right and had Peyton Manning's team all together. But, I mean, come on, man. Really, seriously. Irk Bieniemy not only has been a quarterback coach, he's been a running back coach, he's been a tight end coach. This man done coached everywhere all over the offense. And they just will not give him the proper credit. They won't give him the proper credit. But that this is why I say the enemy made a monster move. While everybody else want to play chess, I'm going to go ahead and play chess and join in with this Washington team and show, no, it was not Andy Reid by himself. Now, I'm aware and
he shouldn't have to do that, though.
No, he should, but he does. But he does.
I
would do it. Are we going to worry about he shouldn't have to do it, or are we going to worry about him getting in there and accomplishing the task at hand?
You're right. But I think he should have came in there. I mean, you know, being on a championship team and you got two championships on your shoulder and you got to come in and act like you need this offensive coordinator position. Like, you qualify for the head coaching job, sir. But, okay,
right.
I'll take
right.
this OC and prove myself again. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
what he said.
The white boys that was on the same team as me ain't had to prove themselves again. They just went on and became head coach, and ain't nobody even questioned it. But when it comes down to this dark skinned brother, he had to do it once. He did it twice, which he wanted to in KC. Now y'all wanted him to do it again. Come on, man. He should be the head coach. Period.
The Eagles coordinators lost, but you know it's all the same. For sure.
And yeah.
It's terrible. But I was just going to say, like you say, Kale, on the sideline, if you look on some of the games on the sideline, Eric Bieniemy was calling those plays, man. I mean, Wesleyan had his clipboard, too, but you seen his mouth moving, you know? You might have heard Andy move a couple of times. Had his clipboard up there talking and running that offense, man.
All I'm going to say is this. When it was a turnover on downs, they had to punt the ball away. Mahomes went to Andy Reid and talked to him. When there was a timeout and a pressure moment, something had to be done, he went to Eric Bieniemy. He talked to Eric Bieniemy every time in this past Super Bowl that we just watched. When the Eagles defense looked like they figured everything Kansas City wanted to do, Eric Bieniemy got in that locker room at halftime and changed everything up, and the Eagles were lost. They had no answer to the changes Eric Bieniemy implemented. They had no answer for them whatsoever.
Yeah.
So kick rocks with that Andy Reid called the plays and this. I'm not saying Andy Reid did not call some plays,
right,
but we saw for ourselves with our own eyes Patrick Mahomes gathering instructions from Eric Bieniemy. We saw that. So y'all can say whatever y'all want to say in the media and swing it however you want to swing it. And I agree with you, Sharice. The fact that he had to come to Washington to prove himself over again, it's trifling. It is downright trifling. Now, me as a Washington fan, as Tang just said, hey, I mean, that dude today, I was ready to put my helmet back on at 51.
Come on,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? I'm ready to pair it up. Let's get it done. Seriously.
Let's hike.
Exactly. And guess what? That was all Eric Bieniemy. No Andy Reid.
Yeah.
No Ron Rivera. Nobody. That was Eric Bieniemy standing on his own merit.
Yeah.
So, And then all that time, he's down in Kansas City. You could have at least have made him an assistant head coach. You didn't even make him the assistant coach. You picked everybody except for him. So I feel Bieniemy not just got out while the getting was good, but he was sick and tired of everybody around him getting all the attaboys and the kudos for the job that he was doing.
And he got a pay raise, so I'll take it.
Yeah. And he got, exactly. Exactly. So for folks that say, oh, that was just a lateral move. Nah, was nothing lateral about being named the assistant head coach, getting a pay raise, and being able to pick your own staff.
Mm-hmm.
Put together guys that you want there. So
I hope
you
do amazing.
Not more than me.
I wish you guys all the luck in the world. Like, seriously, I really wish, and I'm really hoping that he does an amazing job and, just shut the noise down. Like, I just want him to get in there. I want y'all to win as many games as y'all can. You know, get in there and do y'all thing. I live right here in Washington. I'm not a Washington fan. Don't get me wrong. I still love my San Francisco, but I live right here. So if you guys can do it, do it. And especially while Eric Bieniemy is in the building. Let's get it done.
Hey, listen. But today,
in the interview,
I went to the cigar, and because, you know, I got to get the cigar for the show. So, when I'm walking in the cigar store, I look at this guy peddling, you know, CDs, cologne, you know how they do. And he had some Washington Commanders sweatshirts. I bought my Meemaw one, and I bought Reese one. And dude asked me, he said, hey, dog, football season over with. What, you know, you sure you want to buy this today? I'm like, bruh, you trying to make some money. So the thing not to do is to question what I'm doing, first of all. Second of all, my team hyped me today. My team hyped me today because for the first time in a long time, I see good direction. You know what I mean? And then I start rattling off all the mistakes from Brad Johnson to the present day. And he said, dang, bro, I'm going to have to buy me a sweat, buy myself a sweat for that.
Come on now.
Yay, bro. You know, it's a
first
new day here, finally.
Amen. First of all, to give you a discount then, since the season over. Fool, let me get two of them for one. All right? And then, but for sure, man, like y'all say, man, this guy's interview, man, was so, so incredible, man. They tried to trip him up. He was just so poised. And he just, like you say, man, he was just so wild, man. Just make you want to be a fan and support regardless if you're not a Redskins, makes you want to support him. You know what I'm saying? I believe once Ron Rivera going to give up the ship, that's going to be the head coach in the end, man. They finna bring it. Y'all going to bring another one. So, like you say, Trees, you got other teams, but we here, though, huh, man? We might have to go to y'all parade, Tim.
Okay.
No.
Come on, Tim. We're going to be at the parade, Tim.
No.
If they make it.
No.
Ben beat you that day.
I told him that a long time ago. I said, I'm going to let you know now. You know I'm a Cowboy fan, but if it's a parade down there for y'all, I'm going to be down there with my Cowboy shirt on. But I'm a party with y'all.
I know that's
bad.
Right.
Hey,
in my San Francisco.
Ain't
none of y'all invited. It's going to be the best Cowboys in San Francisco all in the little huddle on the side looking crazy. Down there talking about some, yay, y'all did it.
And I'm going to be standing there shaking my head at all y'all. I'm going to be standing there shaking my head at all y'all. And guess what I'm going to be wearing? My Kale's Corner t-shirt. Y'all talking about? Yes, I'm going to let them know. We been saying this, y'all late.
Everybody get one. Let me get one. Do I get one?
Everybody get one.
We open Winfrey over here. You get a shirt. You get a shirt.
You get one.
You know what I'm talking about?
Y'all drinking too much of that water. up there, man.
Here comes Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh gonna be there too.
If I got to go,
I wouldn't go to a celebration for the Washington Commanders football team, Redskins, if my life depended on it.
Hey, listen. 57 don't know he's gonna be a part of the parade. He gonna be
Right.
I'm going to duct tape his can to a forklift, and they're going to be like, what is that float? It's the 57 Pittsburgh float. Congratulations.
That's the way it's going to have to happen.
That's how it's going to happen.
You better have, have somebody behind me with a shovel and a bag, because that's all I'm going to be doing the whole time.
You're going to be pooping.
You're going to be
the whole time.
Just like a horse.
No.
Yep.
Come on, 57. No, we're going to come and get you.
I'm going to let you know. From the moment I get in the car to the moment the parade over with.
Oh, man. Come on, 57.
Hey, nah, man. You can't be pooping in my car, man. You get poop on the street.
Let Kel get him then. Let Kel pick him up.
Leave me alone. Yeah, but leave me alone then.
Hey, but look, you're going to be the only man riding in the car inside a glass trash bag. How about that? I'm going to duct tape that bag around you. So poop all you want to. Look, I got plenty of air fresheners.
Okay.
Two teams I will never celebrate.
Hey, who is
the
that?
Commanders and the Cowboys. I will never, ever celebrate either one of them.
I ain't in that bunch. Thank God I ain't in that bunch. Thank you.
No, I'll root for y'all.
Okay.
Huh?
You a Bama now. You are a Bama.
Yeah, I'll root for them.
You can't talk.
You can't talk. You started to kiss up like the middle of the season. Now, like, look at it.
They were looking good. I was just describing what
until
I was saying.
Until the bottom
That's
fell
all.
Out.
Well, at least the bottom
so
fell out in the playoffs, sis.
Huh?
Right.
Oh.
I said at least the bottom fell out in the playoffs.
Fact.
Knee pads.
You didn't trip.
Kissing cushy right now. Who got on the knee pads?
You didn't trip on the way to the playoffs.
Well, she didn't get cheated. Her team didn't get cheated like mine did either.
Whoa. Here we go. You know what? Y'all just like the Cowboys. Y'all need to have y'all's own lane out of the playoffs, too.
Uh-oh.
They got their own. Y'all need one.
We ain't nothing like the Cowboys. Yeah, we ain't nothing like the Cowboys, bro.
I must say you are right, because at least they get to sniff to see what kind of ingredients are being put into the soup. Y'all don't even get near the kitchen.
I forgot Pittsburgh made it this year. Oh,
no, we didn't make it, but we was almost there. I'm excited. I didn't want to fire Tomlin at the end of the year. You know,
no,
so I'm good.
He did not. He did not want to fire the whole team. He didn't even want to fire Tomlinson. Thank God.
This season, he wants to. And I missed that rant. Six never came over here crying the damn water boy, the child dude, the medical team. Everybody say, I want them all gone. If they stand on my side,
everybody.
They gone. Everybody. I'm cutting heads.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I put it like this. I was willing to fire Big John Thompson. If I was willing to fire Big John, I'm willing to fire anybody.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Big John was smart. Big John realized the game had passed him by. Allen Iverson was his greatest accomplishment, and he bowed down gracefully and went to the radio. And I loved him for that. I loved him for that because he gave insight not just on basketball, football, baseball, everything. Big John was with
everything.
It all. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Ain't no overtime.
Oh, man.
Ain't no overtime.
Yeah, that was one of his best sayings too.
Ain't no overtime.
Yeah. Mm, big John, boy. You bring it back
there,
memories,
you
boy.
Back memories right there, buddy.
So everybody got quiet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you when you said me, John, everybody just took a breath in and was like, ooh,
I
yeah.
E.F. Hutton. E.F. Hutton, boy.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You
can
talk
I say
about
this
Big
one
John,
thing
man.
To get off? I don't mean to get off the subject, and I know we're talking NFL, but listen, Anthony Edwards said something in an interview that really struck me, because they was talking about taking games off and days off, and he said he's not a fan of that. He said he really hates it, and he really wants them to get rid of it. He really wants them to get rid of days off, taking days off, and doing all that crazy stuff. He said he hated it. I hate it. He said, when I was a kid, I got all my money up together and wanted to go to the game, and then I get there, and the player that I'm looking for, he's sitting on the sideline with regular clothes on. And I'm like, is he hurt? What's wrong? Is he hurt? And they like, nah, he just a rest day. And they like, what? Day? Uh-uh. So he said he's never doing that. Even if they want him to, he's not going to do it.
Hey, listen, real quick, y'all. I got to read this. Debo texted me. I'm sorry, D, for reading this so late. He said a couple of points. I just read that Dak is the first quarterback in history to miss 5 games and still lead the league in interceptions. But my cousin,
we heard that in the 11th and 12th week all year long. He didn't watch no football then.
But his cousin Dave is a Dallas fan. He don't want to talk about that. He want to keep talking about Geno Smith. And he said, everyone talking about Eric Bieniemy, everyone is just upset that he's chosen to go to y'all, Washington. They want him to fail because nobody wants Washington to come home, meaning nobody wants Washington in the playoffs, a team of relevant again. Nobody wants that. And
way
hold
too
on,
late.
Y'all.
He's dead, man.
Late, but on time. Is this Red Key?
No, this is the over witness going to come knock on your door. Or early Saturday morning.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to call in so I could say this. Happy anniversary to my man Red T and his beautiful
Praise
wife. Happy anniversary.
Praise
Happy
Lord.
Anniversary,
Praise.
Man.
Guess where I met her, y'all? At church. I met her at church. She was flirting with me while I was playing the drums.
Oh, okay.
She was flirting.
Okay.
She was flirting. And I caught the Holy Ghost, and I said, thank you, Lord. And I just jumped up or something, and the drums were still playing, but I was still shouting. And it went down something like that. And then guess what we had our first
meal at? Hey, Ram T, man, you need to stop.
At. Yes. Guess what we had our first meal at? Guess we had our first meal at? At Sweet Daddy Grace House of Prayer.
Come on,
bro. A couple of pieces in your lifetime, if you from D.C., if you ain't never had a meal from there, whether you young or you old or in between, then you ain't got the title to say you from D.C. If you ain't had a house of prayer, know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Listen, praise God. Well, you need to go to the house of prayer. Go to the house of prayer.
Yeah.
The house of prayer. They pray over the food, and then you eat, and then you feel like you at home because you get the itis right there and there. You can't even get up out your seat. By the time you finish your plate,
you fall asleep while they cooking
sitting,
your food.
People just be sitting there. People be sitting there in the chair. It be a long line. You be trying to get a seat, especially on Sunday. Oh Lord, the house of prayer. That's where I met at though. Yeah, but since 1996. We've been patting and stumping our feet doing this thing real, man, real. Yeah,
that's
she beat the hell out of me with a brush one time, though. I ain't never say what I said to her no more since then, though. That was a long time ago. Long, I was scared for my life. I was scared. Ever since then, I said, man, don't you never cross the line with this woman. And we've been together ever since. But you know who I hope to be together for a long time, though? Because I know y'all up on time. Eric Bieniemy and the Washington Commanders. You know I know about the Hooblaws and the banners. And then you got to understand, you can't trust no Bama named Shady. Any Bama with the name Shady, he got a reason for being shady. It ain't because of the color of his skin. I sounded like Martin Luther King with that, not for the color of his skin. I sound like Dr. King, Martin Luther King. But anyway, though, when you got a Bama like Shady, and then that other little black dude that got that little mini Philly with the part in it,
gotcha,
that looked like he trying to, show you whatever his name is, that Bama, trying to act like he trying to, you know, child for the next Wakanda movie. Don't he look like he could be in like one of the Wakanda movies or something? Like a Philly?
Boy.
Or like that man, brother, what's the brother name, Russell Soul? Or like he could be his brother or son in the Wakanda. I am Wakanda. But anyway, that bad, they keep talking bad about that man. And let me say what? This. Let me get real with y'all. Ain't it amazing how the white man ain't got to say nothing bad about Eric Bieniemy enemy? Because guess what? The black man doing it for him.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep it real with you because, you know, I don't care. Ain't it amazing how the white man ain't saying nothing bad about this? Man, I done seen the white man defending Eric Bieniemy. I'm not talking about Andy Reid. I'm talking about other white reporters, other broadcasters. But you seem to have this player that man bitch, that he ain't let him play some games. Seem like he a little anal hurt to me. Did I say that? Or did I say butt hurt or anal hurt or butt hurt or anal hurt about Eric Bieniemy? And so he didn't took the opportunity to take the platform to try to bash this man. The black man. Talking bad about the black man. So when you hear white man say it, don't nobody say nothing.
Right.
But when that man start winning, don't nobody say nothing. And like I said when I was on the show on Tuesday, when they announced that man is the head coach, after they fire Ron Rivera, after they get these new owners, right, don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, TJ? Say, don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
That's all I'm gonna say, cause I just been hearing it, man, and I just been turning from it. But every time I see it, they using that proper shady saying this, shady saying the hell shit. You don't trust nobody named Shady. If his name was that. Grady, then I might listen a little bit. Shady?
Yes.
Oh no, sir. I listen to Cousin Ray Ray before I listen to a Bama named Shady. Something to think about. I know y'all on time. I got to get ready to go eat my food anyway for my anniversary. I just wanted to call in. Y'all know who this is.
Happy anniversary.
DC Hype, man. I love the hell out y'all. 5070 DMV getting all the Kale's Corner, right? Believe, baby.
Yep.
Don't say the wrong thing tonight, Rev. Get brushed.
I'm saying the wrong thing.
57.
Say believe.
57, give us
there
your
you
last
go.
Word.
Yes, man. I get the last word. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Another thrilling 2 hours on Kale's Corner. Anything might get said. Any topic might get discussed. But at the end of the day, we still love each other. We family here. We invite y'all to come back. It ain't an obligation. 2 days a week, 2 hours each day. We love you.
Aww, sounds good.
Hey, I'm beefing, though. I'm beefing, though, Tree. Cause I wrote all these daggone notes down, and I ain't
that's okay.
To say nothing, but come on.
That's okay.
I'm ready for
hold
Tuesday.
On to them.
I'm ready for
yep.
Tuesday.
Hold on
Let's
to
go.
DMV Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and DMV Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner at Facebook at Kale's Corner and on Instagram at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, keep everybody in your prayers, including Cap, Aaron, Grandma, and myself in your prayers. Please and thank you. We love you guys so very much. Kale?
Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I was just joking about that. For real. Hey, listen, man. Y'all keep pushing. We going to keep moving. And this show going to be with 57, Tame, Treat, myself, Reese, Mima, Devo, Ted, everybody has said this show is going to be. So let's just keep moving, keep doing it like we do, and have fun while we're at it. And you know what? We're going to go out with the Staple Singers today, y'all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sports, whatever it is that you choose to give your attention to. I got to do going to Max Sunday, y'all. But it's okay. I'm free Sunday. Here we go.
Bye.
Kale's Corner, that's that place.